Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dennis Lewin, and this is the seventh edition of the Dennis Lewin radio program, turning you on to classical music on BBS Internet Radio. Thank you very much. Today's program should be a good one. For 1 hour, you will hear all about the life and times of the brilliant composer and pianist, Igor Stravinsky. And don't forget, please help me keep this type of programming by sponsoring or donating to the program. You can call me at my office, 216-970-0874. That's 216-970-0874. Or you can go to my website, www.dennislewinmusic.com. That's D-E-N-N-I-S-L-E-W-I-N music. So without further ado, let's get into the story about Igor Stravinsky on the Dennis Lewin radio program, turning you on to classical music on BBS Internet Radio. Go to DennisLewinMusic.com for more information. In the book, The Vintage Guide to Classical Music, there is a line from a paragraph that reads, quote, "When Igor Stravinsky died, it was said for the first time since the death of Guillaume de Machaut in the year 1377 that the West was without a great composer." Machaut was an important medieval French poet and composer who was the most celebrated composer of the 14th century. He composed in numerous styles and forms, and his output was enormous. Many believe that he is solely responsible for creating most of the basic theory and harmony still used in today's music. He was also the most famous representative of the musical movement known as the Ars Nova, a late Middle Age stylistic period centered in France. But as far as Stravinsky being the last of the Mohicans, I would have to disagree and say that Aaron Copland was the last of the musical giants, because he died in the year 1990. Igor Fyodorovich Stravinsky was born the third of four boys to Fyodor and Anna Stravinsky on June the 17th, 1882, in Orenienbaum, near St. Petersburg, Russia. His father, Fyodor Stravinsky, was a very prominent bass opera singer who made quite a career for himself in Kiev and later on in St. Petersburg. At the age of 9, Igor Stravinsky began taking piano lessons with Alexandra Snetkova and later on with Leocadia Kasparova, who was a pupil of the great Anton Rubinstein. As far as his academic studies, from the age of 11 to 15, Stravinsky attended St. Petersburg School No. 27, and soon he would attend the Gurevich School. In the year 1901, Stravinsky enrolled in the School of Jurisprudence at the St. Petersburg University for 8 terms. At the same time, Stravinsky began to study music theory with Fyodor Akimenko and Vasily Kalafati. And although his musical intentions were apparent, his progress in composition was unbelievably slow, and his studies at the School of Jurisprudence were a disaster due to his own account of being a bad student. Stravinsky never did graduate from the School of Jurisprudence or enter a music college or music school. But the one good thing that came from the School of Jurisprudence was the meeting of one of Rimsky-Korsakov's sons, Vladimir. In the year 1902, Igor Stravinsky traveled to Germany, where he met another one of Rimsky-Korsakov's sons, Andrei, who attended the University of Heidelberg. During this period, the two became very close friends, and Andrei introduced Stravinsky to his father, Nikolai. Inside this clique, Stravinsky was invited to Rimsky-Korsakov's period gatherings in St. Petersburg. It was at this time that Stravinsky wrote a piano sonata for the famed concert pianist Nikolai Richter, who would later perform it at Rimsky-Korsakov's home. And after a few more signs of effort and exhibition of talent, in the year 1905, Rimsky-Korsakov agreed to give Igor Stravinsky lessons in orchestration and composition free of charge. This is when Stravinsky wrote his symphony in E-flat major, dedicated to Rimsky-Korsakov. The second and third movements were performed on April the 27th, 1908, by the Court Orchestra of St. Petersburg. But, unfortunately, it was a weak composition, and it showed little from a man who would be known as the master of 20th century modern music. In that same year of 1908, Igor Stravinsky wrote a short piece called Fireworks, written in honor of the marriage celebration of Rimsky-Korsakov's daughter, Nadezhda, and to show how he had matured as a composer. Stravinsky mailed the piece to Rimsky-Korsakov and anxiously waited for his response. But sadly, the package came back to him unopened with a note that read, "Returned due to death of recipient." After this news, Igor Stravinsky was heartbroken, and to pay his respects, he wrote a funeral song for wind instruments in memory of Rimsky-Korsakov. The piece was performed on January the 30th, 1909 in St. Petersburg. Thank you. The most important thing that you can do for your body is to replenish it daily with nutrients that naturally diminish the aging process, daily stress, and other various problems. The NutraHealth Company provides its customers with the most efficient and effective quality nutrition and wellness products at the lowest possible prices anywhere. We're talking ROAX, Premier Research Labs, Vitalogix, and Jigsaw Health. So what are you waiting for? Go to NutraHealth's website now at www.nutri.cc and order any of their state-of-the-art supplements. At again, the lowest prices anywhere. That's www.nutri.cc. If you're the type of person who is very serious about what types of foods that you put into your body, then you should be just as serious about what types of lotions or creams that you put on your skin. Listen, everybody has lotion, but the Hydramay company has skin nutrition. Hydramay Skin Nutrition is a revolutionary antioxidant, anti-aging product that does not contain occlusive ingredients like glycerin, silicone, dimethicone, or other petrochemicals that block the skin's respiratory functions. Take it from someone who uses their hands for a living. Hydramay Skin Nutrition will make your skin feel fresh and clean with a beautiful fresh aroma that, by the way, has no scent added. So next time you're at the store and you're looking for a lotion for your skin, make sure you head to the section of the store that has the product called Hydramay Skin Nutrition. Hydramay is available at these fine stores: Healthy Heart, Healthy Pleasure in Alliance, The Raisin Rack in Canton, Krieger's Health Food Market in Cuyahoga Falls, Cindy's Health and Vitality Center in Niles, Vital Choice, North Royalton, Mustard Seed Market and Cafe, Akron and Solon, Richmond Natural Pharmacies, all 8 locations, Weber's Health Foods, and Hobart Health Food Stores. Or go to their website, www.hydramay.com. That's HYDRAME.com. Hydramay, bringing nutrition to moisturization. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin radio program on BBS Internet Radio. For all information about the artists who performed on this portrait, send me an email from my website and I shall give you that information, which is www.dennislewinmusic.com, turning you on to classical music. And although things were not going well for Stravinsky at this point, at a performance of Fireworks and Scherzo Fantastique in St. Petersburg of that same year, Stravinsky's luck would change, because in the audience there was a man by the name of Sergei Diaghilev. Diaghilev was a promoter of everything that was new pertaining to art, and during this period, he was in the process of organizing a company that would revive the dance called the Ballet Russe. After this concert, Stravinsky was hired to orchestrate a few pieces by Chopin for a new production that Diaghilev was putting on. The performance did so well that next, Diaghilev commissioned Igor Stravinsky to write an extended work for his company. This work would be called the Firebird Suite. It took Stravinsky 1 year to complete the Firebird, and during rehearsal one day, Diaghilev pulled one of his dancers to the side and said of the 28-year-old composer, quote, "Keep your eye on him. He's about to become famous." And that was an understatement. After the Firebird, Stravinsky became what is known as an overnight sensation, and he was immediately accepted in all elite music circles. The years of studying with Rimsky-Korsakov had paid off, and Igor Stravinsky was now on his way to making a serious dent in the music world. Later, in the year 1919, Stravinsky reorchestrated the music to conform to his new beliefs in musical economy. But the original score still remains a favorite. Let's listen as Antel Doradi and the London Symphony Orchestra perform some of Igor Stravinsky's incredible Firebird Suite. Soon after the Firebird, Sergei Diaghilev pushed for another work, but Stravinsky was two steps ahead of Diaghilev, and he had another masterpiece waiting in the wings. Stravinsky states later in life that while he was finishing the Firebird, a vision came to him. In this vision, he saw a solemn pagan rite where sage elders, seated in a circle, watch a young girl dance herself to death to satisfy the god of spring. Stravinsky told Diaghilev of the vision, and after hearing the story, Diaghilev was very excited about turning the idea into a ballet. But first, instead of jumping into this idea, Stravinsky decided to write a programmed piece for orchestra and piano. This piece became known as Petrushka. Petrushka was produced on June the 13th, 1911, and it was another serious success for Igor Stravinsky. The musical score itself, arranged in two orchestral suites, was so new and original sounding, it completely marked a turning point in 20th century music. This new harmonic structure of incorporating two key signatures simultaneously, which are C major and F sharp major, known as the Petrushka chord, even turned the head of the innovative Claude Debussy. One of the performers in that ballet was the famed dancer Vaslav Nijinsky. But now it was time for Stravinsky to return to the vision of the girl dancing herself to death. This work would be called Le Sacre du Printemps, or The Rite of Spring. This was to be one of the most extraordinary compositions written in the 20th century, and Stravinsky knew it. On the door of a small room where he composed The Rite of Spring on an upright piano in Clarens, Switzerland, Igor Stravinsky carved with a knife, "Here I am composing Le Sacre du Printemps." But during this composing, a woman who lived downstairs from him was not impressed. And after hearing some of the music, she said, quote, "Mr. Stravinsky plays only wrong notes." But that was exactly the point, because this new style of harmony and direction was so new and innovative, it even began to frustrate the composer, proven when during the last movement called the Sacrificial Dance, Stravinsky theoretically didn't know how to write the notes down due to the constant shifting of accents and insane rhythmic patterns. But eventually, he solved the problem by changing the time signatures every other measure. This became Stravinsky's trademark. Soon, Sergei Diaghilev gave Vaslav Nijinsky the go-ahead to choreograph The Rite of Spring. But Stravinsky's extremely complex score and Nijinsky's inexperience practically drove Nijinsky insane. Conductor Pierre Manteau meticulously taught the score to the orchestra in endless hours of practice, and a dress rehearsal of The Rite of Spring was staged, and a number of guests were invited, and all in all, the performance went peacefully. But nothing could prepare Igor Stravinsky for what was about to happen at the premiere in Paris at the Théâtre the Champs-Élysées on May the 29th, 1913. Here, Carl Vechten, music writer and critic, recalls the evening. Quote, "Around the hall, fistfights broke out, and a princess stood grandly in her box and cried into the fray, 'I am 60 years old, but this is the first time anyone has tried to make a fool out of me.' Another well-dressed lady was seen to spit in the face of a demonstrator. Claude Debussy, pale and shaken, begged the people around him to be quiet, while Maurice Ravel was standing on his seat shouting, 'Genius, genius.' Poor Stravinsky left his seat after the shouting began, and he found Diaghilev backstage turning the lights on and off, trying to calm the crowd. Meanwhile, Vaslav Nijinsky was standing on a chair screaming numerical cues to the dancers, while Stravinsky spent the rest of the performance holding onto Nijinsky's coattails, listening to him scream 16, 17, 18. Thus was the birth of Igor Stravinsky's most remarkable and most famous piece of all time. Here is the great Sir George Schulte and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performing some of Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Thank you. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For more information about this radio program, go to www.DennisLewinMusic.com. Turning you on to classical music. Around 20 years later, Walt Disney paid Igor Stravinsky $6,000 to use the Rite of Spring in his forever-loved animated film, Fantasia. And although Stravinsky loved the money, he hated the idea of dinosaurs dancing to his music. He was outraged. Aside from the Firebird, Petrushka, and the Rite of Spring, Stravinsky composed numerous works in his lifetime, such as the Fairy's Kiss Ballet, Suite No. 2 for Chamber Orchestra, Concerto for Piano and Wind Instruments, Oedipus Rex, Capriccio for Piano and Orchestra, Suite No. 1 for Small Orchestra, and many others. But to me, none of his works are as monumental as those three ballets, The Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring. As far as his personal life, Igor Stravinsky was married twice. He married his first wife, Catherine Nosenko, on January the 24th, 1906. She gave Igor three children, but sadly, she died in the year 1939. In the year 1940, 1 year later, Stravinsky married his second wife, Vera, who was his mistress for many years. After the devastation of World War I, Stravinsky began to believe that the era of grandiose music had come to an end, and a new music was imperative for an impoverished world. After World War II broke out, Stravinsky decided to move to the United States of America. He had already acquired a French citizenship, and he applied for one from America in the year 1939. Stravinsky finally became an American citizen on December the 28th, 1945. Before the granting of this American privilege, Stravinsky stirred up a bit of patriotic rage in the year 1940 when he made an arrangement of the Star Spangled Banner and performed it with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. In Stravinsky's arrangement, he altered the coda of the national anthem and created a modulation. In other words, he changed the chords and the key, and this was not good. because of legal injunctions existing in the state of Massachusetts against intentional alteration or any mutilation of the national anthem. Igor Stravinsky was arrested and told by the authorities not to conduct it the same way at the second performance. After the incident, the standard version was used for the second performance. There is an actual Boston Police Department mugshot of Stravinsky taken on April the 15th, 1940, for the incident. The most important thing that you can do for your body is to replenish it daily with nutrients that naturally diminish the aging process, daily stress, and other various problems. The NutraHealth Company provides its customers with the most efficient and effective quality nutrition and wellness products at the lowest possible prices anywhere. We're talking Roax, Premier Research Labs, Vitalogics, and Jigsaw Health. So what are you waiting for? Go to NutraHealth's website now at www.nutri.cc and order any of their state-of-the-art supplements. And again, the lowest prices anywhere. That's www.nutri.cc. If you're the type of person who is very serious about what types of foods that you put into your body, then you should be just as serious about what types of lotions or creams that you put on your skin. Listen, everybody has lotion, but the Hydramay company has skin nutrition. Hydramay Skin Nutrition is a revolutionary antioxidant, anti-aging product that does not contain occlusive ingredients like glycerin, silicone, dimethicone, or other petrochemicals that block the skin's respiratory functions. Take it from someone who uses their hands for a living. Hydramay Skin Nutrition will make your skin feel fresh and clean with a beautiful fresh aroma that, by the way, has no scent added. So next time you're at the store and you're looking for a lotion for your skin, make sure you head to the section of the store that has the product called Hydramay Skin Nutrition. Hydramay is available at these fine stores: Healthy Heart, Healthy Pleasure in Alliance, The Raisin Rack in Canton, Krieger's Health Food Market in Cuyahoga Falls, Cindy's Health and Vitality Center in Niles, Vital Choice, North Royalton, Mustard Seed Market and Cafe, Akron and Solon, Richmond Natural Pharmacies, all 8 locations, Weber's Health Foods, and Hobart Health Food Stores. Or go to their website, www.hydramay.com. That's HYDRAME.com. Hydramay, bringing nutrition to moisturization. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin radio program on BBS Internet Radio. For more information about this radio program, go to www.dennislewinmusic.com. turning you on to classical music. For the next years, Igor Stravinsky worked on The Rake's Progress. This was a full-length neoclassical opera, and when it was finished, he returned to Europe for the first time since 1939. It was also at this time that Stravinsky began to examine the music of Arnold Schoenberg and Anton von Weber, and he found his own idiom becoming profoundly affected. In his remaining years, Igor Stravinsky would write many compositions in the form called serial music. This is a type of 12-tonal music that deals with duration, timbre, register, and dynamics. Some of these works include Movements, 1959, Variations, 1964, and Requiem Canticles, 1966. After the Requiem, ill health began to slow Igor Stravinsky's musical output. But even as late as 1970, Stravinsky was working on transcripts of some of Johann Sebastian Bach's music. The great Igor Stravinsky died on April the 6th, 1971. He was 89 years old. His second wife, Vera, who died on September the 17th, 1982, at the age of 93, unfortunately, had to go through an ugly legal battle with Stravinsky's three children that were from Stravinsky's first wife. After Vera's death, the court decided to give 2/9 to each one of the three children and one grandchild. The other 1/9 went to the musician friend and comrade of Igor Stravinsky, Robert Kraft. The value of the estate was astronomical for the time. For example, the original working draft of the Rite of Spring was auctioned off in 1982 for a mere $548,000. At the time, that was the most money ever paid for this type of item, which is now probably worth 3 times that. Another example would be the sale of 116 boxes of personal letters and 225 drawers of published and unpublished manuscripts that went for $5,250,000. In tribute to Stravinsky as a naturalized American citizen, the U.S. Postal Service issued a 2-cent stamp bearing his image to mark his centennial in the year 1982. No other foreign composer was ever given this tribute.